and my mouth fill with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Why don't you bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. You are holy, oh so holy, yes you are. You are holy, oh so holy, what a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh so faithful. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh so worthy, every day you are, Lord. You are worthy, oh so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so lovely, no one so holy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one. We bless your name, Lord. We
we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. And Lord, we just thank you and we honor you. And we thank you that your mercies are new each and every single morning. And we're going to bless you, Lord God. We're going to honor you. We know and we love you because you love us, Lord. You're holy, you're worthy, you're faithful, you're faithful, you're faithful. Thank you so much for the co-founders of this call, Lord God. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Father God. We just thank you for loving them, Lord, for keeping them, for protecting them, Lord God. And we thank you for the call. I thank you for the people that are on the call, our family members, our team members, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for our very own Minister Wanda, Father, keeping her, comforting her and her family during this time as Mother Sarah has gone home. Thank you, Lord God, for the Diaz de Leon family, keeping them, Father, surrounding each and every single one of them, Lord, with your love. It's such an honor. It's such a privilege to worship at your throne. And we lift up the speaker this day, Lord God, as they bring the word forward. We know, Lord, that it is going to be placed on good ground, Father, good soil, and we're ready to receive it. You've done great, great, great things, and we love you, and we honor you, and we extol your greatness in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I am going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, sweet woman of God. God bless you. So thank you for greeting and seating everybody with Jesus' joy and for that anointed prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. And thank you, Songbird, the only Songbird. Wow.
Yeah.
I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my heart full of praise. Hallelujah, and it's an honor to worship at your throne. Why? Because you're holy, you're righteous, you're lovely, you're faithful, and we give you praise. My name is Sharon Stowers in Pearland, Texas. I feel good this morning. The Holy Spirit is already here, the Ruach Kodesh. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this morning. And I want to tell you a little bit about this call. In October 2010, our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard a call from our Father, and they said yes to it, and we are grateful that they did. And they founded this call on Psalms 88:13, which said, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, I am, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And truly, we've already had one of the prayers. We've already had the worship going forth, and it's nothing but better and better and better moving forward on the call. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And that's where you can find everything about this call. Our messages are archived there. The bios of the speakers are archived there. Our fasting mandates are there as well. And our theme for the year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you have been on this call for a minute now, and you are feeling led by the Father to be a part of this blessed ministry, we welcome you with open arms as you want to be a greeter, or as Minister Robin so graciously did, or if you want to be a host as I am doing, if you want to be a psalmist as the only Songbird Minister Tiffany did this morning, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Or if you just have a praise report, a prayer request that just can't wait until Friday when we do it live, this is the place that you contact us. Well, the thread that brought us all together is the phenomenal company Artists International, which was established by Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. And we are now called Artist Life, and we have phenomenal, phenomenal products that is helping the world become healthier. And the morning motivational call for artists is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, where a team of great leaders are giving us vital information on the benefits of these wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-pound. Hallelujah. And if you're having trouble reaching this number or that number, there's a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And this morning is my motivational Monday, inspirational Monday on that call, and Dr. Vanessa is the host, and Pastor Carlton will be the speaker this morning. Well, I know you are ready for the word, the bread of life this morning, that manna that's going to keep you going this morning, and we have a great speaker for that. You know her. She's anointed for such a time as this. She is Holy Ghost filled. Hallelujah. We love her. We call her Dr. Dimples. Her name is Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi, an alumna of Alcorn State University and International Theological Center in Atlanta. She has not only been serving the Father, the Master, the King, but she has also served this country in the armed services, and she is commissioned as an Army chaplain, and she pastored chapel services at each assignment that she was at. She is well decorated in the military with awards and the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and Overseas Service Ribbon. She has been married. She is a mother of two married children, Elijah and Davola. She is a Gigi of five grandchildren. Hallelujah. And most of all, she holds the mantle for fasting and praying as the general of fasting and praying on this call, and I know on some other calls as well. We're not going to hold her back. We're going to call her forth to the front of the line right now. Come on, my angel, my friend, the one and only Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
I am here, my dear Sharon Stowers. I tell you, there are so many things that I could call you in my life, angel, precious, singer, preacher. Lord knows you are all of that. I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for our own Minister Robin. God bless you for greeting us this morning and bringing us and ushering us into our seats. But good God of mercy, that California voice of Minister Tiffany came through this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless thee, O Lord. Thank you. He is worthy. I thank you, Minister Tiffany, and I also want to thank you for Friday night. I thank you, Psalmist. I thank you all for coming and assisting me in ministry. I'm just so excited about where we are. The Bible tells us that in all things we should give thanks, and I'm giving him thanks even for this coronavirus, because I would not have been in so many places to do ministry with you all had we not been pushed to do so as we are now. And so the Bible says that we are to give him thanks for the good and for the bad, for everything. We just give him thanks, because when we stop and look at it and realize it, God is still God. He sees and he knows that which we don't understand and know. I thank God for my own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister at heart, for real, and for what you do here. Thank God for you, TMC family, being here this morning. I honor God. I'm happy down to my sanctified souls this morning. As I come to you today, I come just contemplating and reflecting on where God has brought us from. God has been good to us in spite of 2020's. Lord have mercy, this is a year as we have never seen before. But I thank God that he's a God who knows, and he will sustain us and give us what we need. And as a result of that, on last night, I was thinking, okay, God, where are we going? Because there are several places that I want to go, and you all know me. I can throw out a buffet and be all over the place. But the Lord says, just let's reflect this morning on a series that I started, and it's one that I can just pick up anytime and work on it a little bit more and put it down and come back, because the name of it is, It Is Time. It Is Time. And Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 it helps us to, as we look at this, as we look at this subject. And the scripture reads, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Good God of mercy. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to reap and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. It is time. Hey, it's time. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear down and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. It is time. It's time right now to do what? It is a time for us to stop. I'm going to work on some S's this morning and reflect. It is time. It is time for us to pull out our toolkits. Our toolkits that are absolutely full of wisdom. Yes, mm-hmm. You have all kinds of sermons and messages in your journals that you've written and put in places you know is too good to throw away, but you haven't taken time to sit down and reflect on what you have collected down through the years. As I was just taking the time, to look through the sermons and the notes that I have collected just over the past year, I said, Lord, that Brenda Terrell show can't preach. Good God of mercy. This is some good stuff. Good eating here. Look at the songs that our psalmists have given us. Look, Lord, this is some blessings here in my hand that I have just tucked away in my cool toolkit. It is time. It is time for you to stop and look at what it is that God has given you in your toolkit. Yes, it is. It's time. It's time. It's time for you to stop and look. what is it that prevents us from doing what we should do when God gives it to us to do? What is it that really will prevent us from receiving everything that God has for us during a particular season in our lives? Well, we all know that it is the enemy. We know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Most people who get up this early are not getting up to be saved. They're getting up because they're already saved, seasoned, and ready to go forward. But I want you to understand this morning that the spiral that the enemy operates on, he comes subtle and undetected, sort of like this COVID-19, and he cannot be detected by the naked eye. And 90% of the time, he comes to us through some kind of sorrow. There's that F. Write it down. Some kind of sorrow. He comes and sorrow opens the door so that he comes on in and sit down. There are portals that we'll talk about later that the enemy comes in through. That's why I tell you to guard your eye gates and your ear gates. And I've been guarding mine and keeping that TV off. But when I heard that Kamala Harris had won, been selected as VP, I said, I got to turn on the TV because she's getting ready to put a whooping on somebody. She got some whoopers that she's bringing, and I want to be on the front row to see that. You need to be careful about what you allow into your eye gates. There's some good stuff that's getting ready to be seen here. So now, sorrow, I want you to understand, is real. The enemy is real. You all, he will use sorrow as a way to enter our lives. How do I know? Oh, my God. After bearing two good husbands, good friends, and then my friend Ralph Lewis called this weekend, PK, I need you to pray, girl. I need your help. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. My brother just died. We didn't expect him to die. Come on, girl, talk to me. People have been calling like that intently since March. Sorrow, sorrow. And last night, yesterday, I talked to Minister Wonder, bless her heart. She said, my mom is gone, Dr. PK. She's, oh, my God. We have one mother. Some of the daddies come in and mark them children real good, and we can say, I don't care what you say. We know that one belonged to you. But the mama, we know, had them. And so, yes, mama, yes, daddy, maybe. But when our mothers leave, it is something about that door of sorrow that opens that carries me to the word that says, oh, Lord, have mercy. I need your help for real. You see, the grief comes, and during these seasons of grief, it may feel as though healing would never come. Our sorrow has opened up wounds and that seems like they will never close. But I am so thankful for the word in Psalms 147:3 that says, he comes to heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. I had to work these scriptures, you all. I had to just stand on them and chew on them and eat on them so that my pain would subside and healing would start. You see, when sorrow comes, I want you to understand that that is a period when the devil can come in and cause you to do stuff that you never thought you would do. I can remember when my first husband died, David died, I said one time, I had a whole bunch of pills. See, the doctors give you a lot of different pills whenever you're going through stuff. They don't know what to give you, so they just give you this and tell you to try it, and if it doesn't work, they'll give you something else, and they give you something else, and you have all this stuff. And one night, I said, God, oh, Lord, help me. I can't take this no more. If I just take all of these pills right here. Oh, but I heard, Tiffany, Lord, they are speaking in my ear. Oh, Jesus, these times when we are together on these calls may not mean anything to you right now. But there will come a time when you may just hear this sermon and it will save your life. That girl's voice saved my life one night when I was on the verge of giving up and saying, just take a handful of these and you will wake up with David. And glory be to God. And you got to know what the voice of God is in your ear. That didn't sound like God for real. I may wake up, but not with David, said that voice. You may wake up, but not with David. There's no guarantee that that's where you're going to go. We need to understand the significance of what we are going through. Well, let me help you just a little bit more. Sorrow comes not to be a cycle. There's a difference in a cycle and a season. I've had a season of sorrow. Thank you, God. But if I get stuck in the cycle, some get stuck in the cycle, and you go in this thing day after day after day. I need to talk about this just for a moment. Because, you see, this pandemic has ushered in sorrow. Death is sorrow. Divorce is sorrow. Yeah, significant loss, financial losses, sorrow. Sorrow, yeah. I want you to know it's okay to have it, to grieve, to go through it, but understand that it is a season. It's not a cycle. What Satan does is he turned that season into a cycle, if you will allow him, and will cause you to repeat that thing over and over, and will get into your voice and have you saying stuff like, nobody can tell me how long I need to grieve. Grief come to everybody different. That is true. But the way you saying it is a lie. This is my grief party, and I'll cry as long as I want to. That you better know that is not God. You better know the voice of God. A cycle is different from a season. Don't get caught up cycling grief over and over and over. And I hear you, D. Lee. I hear you. I hear you, girl. Ooh, but Dr. PK, what happens when grief just keeps coming back to back to back? Oh, my God. That's when you go to John 11 and 35, when you have death back to back. In Mississippi, I got called this weekend, got a family, had 5 deaths in 7 days. They went to a funeral, and after that funeral, they just been having funerals. Glory be to God. What do you do when you don't get a chance to finish grieving one before the next? What do you do? What do you do? I remember the Bible, the shortest scripture in the Bible is John 11, 35. Jesus wept. It's okay to weep. He stepped out. He stepped into our shoes, and he experienced what it means to be human. He stepped in here. Yeah, even when it appeared that God, this thing called death and grief, would overwhelm him, he let us know it's okay to sit here and cry. Get it on over. Get it out. Once we weep, he tells us, glory be to God. We need to know that there is a place and a time coming when we will weep no more. There will be no more pain. We have to recognize that the people who leave us here have graduated from the sorrow of this life. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. He will come and comfort us
if we allow him to. You, Lord, keep my light burning. My God, turn my darkness into light. There are scriptures and words that God will help you with if you will allow him to. You all, I got to stop. I see that I'm finished. I'm not finished, but I got to stop. When you realize one thing for sure, that this is a season and that it is not a cycle, when you realize for sure that if you get stuck in the cycle of this thing, Satan will cause you to sit there and drink and smoke, take pills and sulk day in and day out. But I come today to give you a way out. Oh, I want you to lift your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help, for your help cometh from the Lord. Sorrow is always followed by silence, and I'm going to work on that next week. Yeah, and the other three S's that's here. Silence is the devil's way of letting you know that you don't have a voice. But even when you don't feel like it, I want you to open your voice and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who giveth me the strength to open my voice if it's nothing more than to say, I am delivered, victorious, and set free. You've got to get you some I ams in there as well. They are in your toolkit. Check out your toolkit. It's full of good stuff that will help you through this period of sorrow. Dealt with sorrow today. Couldn't get to the other four S's. Didn't know I was going to work that long on sorrow. But God knows all things. Come on, Minister Sharon, and take us up out of here.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let that the devil will sneak in, hallelujah, in your sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a word. Don't let the sorrow be a cycle, because the sorrow is just a season. Well, I know you want to hear this great word again, so that playback number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085, pin number 957-677-pound. Let's go to the Father in a short prayer. Father, we thank you for the mouthpiece today. We thank you for using her mightily and reminding us, hallelujah, that we can get caught up in a cycle, and that is not the place to be. Father, we thank you that you are our source of help, Father, in the time of need, that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but Father, you said that joy will come in the morning. Father, we lift up some of our prayers, so many on the list. You know all of them. We're going to lift up Pastor Chuck, Father. We're going to lift up Mother Victoria, Mother Josie, hallelujah, Mother Olivia, Father, and just so many, Father. Touch all of them wherever they need in their bodies, Father. We lift up the bereaved. Father, we lift up our own Minister Wanda, Evangelist Wanda, with the passing of her mother, Father, and all of the other ones who have lost loved ones. I lift myself up, Father, and our family. I just thank you, Father, that even when we don't know what to do, you are there and you are able to do all of the solutions to all of our problems. We give you praise and we give you glory for answering what we can't answer, for doing what we can't do. In the name of Jesus. Well, as I said before, right after this call, it's the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, pin 294-617. And again, it's 712-770-4005, pin 294-617. Thank you again the one and only Songbird Minister Tiffany for ushering us in straight to the throne room. Thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us this morning and with that anointed prayer. And thank you, my angel, for that powerful message on today. And we look forward to the rest of that series on sorrow. Please come back and close us and give us our benediction for today.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God, we thank you this morning that you are God who gives us rest. Go out, everybody. Have a super fantastic day as you rest in the Lord. Love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.